places.
Yeah. The time is 7 o'clock on January 12, 2017. I'm calling to order the Pappy Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting. Please raise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God save this country.
All right, at this time, I'd like to have the following directors please come around and stand in front of the table for the administration of the oath of office by Steve Gross, Larry Bradley, Mark Grunewald, Ted Japp, Patrick Leahy, Richard Teaser, and John Weiss.
First of all, just a brief word of explanation. Under Nebraska law, every newly elected official, before taking their duties, has to take and sign an oath of office that's set forth in Nebraska statute. And so at this time, it's my privilege to administer your oath of office. If you would just raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Ted Bradley.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely and without mental reservation or for purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely and without mental reservation. For purposes of
the and that I will faithfully and impartially perform the duties of the Office of Director of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District. According to law and the best of my ability. And I do further swear that I do not advocate, nor am I a member of, any political party or organization that advocates the overthrow of the government of the United States. Or of this state by force or violence. And that during such time as I am in this position, I will not advocate.
And during such time as I am in this position, I will not advocate.
Nor become a member of any political party or organization that advocates.
Nor become a member of any political party or organization that advocates.
The overthrow of the government of the United States or of this state by force or violence.
The overthrow of the government of the United States or of this state by force or violence.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Is this your normal turnout?
Yes. That's just so hot.
Congratulations and welcome everybody. I look forward to serving with you over the next several years. Now with that, a copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report and their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion or actions. Thank you. With that, quorum call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Thomas.
Here.
John Thomas.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Winwell.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
Leahy.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
And chairperson.
Here. Item number four, adoption of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
A motion and a second. Roll call on the motion.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Winwald.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Meath.
Here.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Adoption of the consent agenda.
So move.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call on the motion, please.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Winwald.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Chair.
Yes. At the affidavit of proof of publication for the meeting, it will become part of the permanent record for this meeting this evening. Moving right along to agenda item number 8, 8A, agency and association reports and presentations, Natural Resources Conservation Service Report, Neil Jensen. Good evening, Neil.
Good evening. I welcome all the new board members. Some of you with all coats and ties on, I thought we had a whole new board up here.
Well, get used to it.
I guess probably just to give a little background to the new members. I do work for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. If you're not familiar with that, we are a federal agency under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And you'll hear me here every month. I'm always on the agenda, and I won't do it at this meeting, but at some point bring some information to you to probably explain why I'm here every month. But the Natural Resource Conservation Service and the Natural Resource Districts work hand in hand for a long time in applying conservation to the land, and a lot of what you do and we do fits together real well. So I'll leave it at that. Okay, the first thing I've got on my agenda item, USDA has announced that they're taking applications for the Regional Conservation Partner Program. They have $252 million across the whole United States. I've provided some information to Amanda, and so we'll see how if the NRD wants to submit an application. But this is a program under USDA where the partner makes the decision as to what the program is. It's probably a little different than most programs in that our EQIP and stewardship program, we make the rules. Well, with this program, the application, they decide what the project is going to be. So it gives the applicant a lot more flexibility in what they want to see done. The applications are due by April 21st, and that was just announced today, so we've got some time there. To give you an idea, last year there were two projects that were funded under this. The one was the Wahoo Creek Water Quality Site 2627. This is a $1.5 million project that they applied for. The other one, in the pivot, this is a wetland restoration project.
rainwater basin. We hired a new person up in our team office, John Hanson, local employee from that team. We still have a couple more positions. We're still trying to fill all kinds of player office. Some of you will remember the West Point office had an individual hired. Got another person that accepted the position, they quit before they should have. Can't win. So hopefully we'll get these positions filled. By the numbers 2016, this is kind of a report that our state office put out, kind of beating our chest. What we accomplished improving soil quality of 280,000, irrigation efficiency 100,000, 700,000. But these are practices. Also, our deep. To give you an idea, if you go down to the chart there at the bottom of the EQIP program, the big blue five, that's our biggest program. Allocated $17 million. Another big chunk, 33 that program, more with operators. On the next page, it talks about what those programs are. I'm not going to read that. what those programs are. About from. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Moving on to AP, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. The NERD Legislative Conference will be held January 24th and 25th at the Embassy Suites in Lincoln. And we have six directors that have signed up and six staff members. And so I look forward to having a very good conference. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving on to AC, Legislative Report, Josh Blackwell.
Let's get this brief. I'll just introduce this gentleman for the new members. I'm Steve Cross. I've been training with Hushback. I've been there about 14 years. Before that, I was chief deputy general for the public. To my right is Ron Sabachik. Ron has been the government affairs specialist and lobbyist in the state capitol for over 2 decades.
What do you say?
And Tim Davis is former Nebraska. And they're going to be an overview of the year 2007.
Thank you very much. Ron Sedlacek again. And Tim is handing out to you a legislative report here that gives you an overview of the session just started. 17 term limits, and then there's some comments that did not turn the legislation. There's quite a turnover as far as the new speaker, Senator Fitzgerald, 14 standing committee. Well, the chair. And of the committees, only three committees chaired by what we have here is not going to come on the body of the evening. Tim's going to fill in here shortly. I just wanted to let you know, generally speaking, about who's going on our committees and bills that have been introduced past 7 days. For 10 days until the bill is effective, we'll have the agenda set. Right now, we have 354 pieces of legislation in the morning. The number of bills were introduced half by the speaker dealing with the annual budget. Well, both income and those are not yet. There are some on page 2 to the bottom. You'll note there's some key legislative base. Just kind of give you, keep in mind where the legislature will be for sessions. There's no carryover bills, all legislation. There's a number of days where they have holidays or recess days. They really begin after Martin Luther King Day, really begin in April. Public hearings begin next week. I want to call your attention on page 3 in the middle. Between our legislative updates, we want to track legislation. I invite you to do two things. First of all, go online, and there's a number of resources to find website in this report. Also, you can receive on paper by mail legislative updates every week. That's published by the clerk several years now. Pretty good summary of the majors. It does cover, get an idea of the way, so to speak. We discuss budget issues and governor's short-term plan to address that deficit appropriation at this point. And then, if you'll see, beginning actually, bottom of page 5, there's about 19 bills that we by this point that would have some general effect on MRDC. Obviously, legislative committee. Board give us direction specifically our concerns for our job and relay your thoughts, comments, on page 9 is a comprehensive list of meeting membership. And if you'd like to visit with your own senator or other senators, there's a roster. So, Jim and I have been reading all the legislation and making a little bit of summaries on it. So, if there's other issues of concern that you see that you don't need, like, you let us know. Just a week or no.
That Secretary for Ronstadt.
Every one of them.
So we'll be meeting. Based on the leadership. Just another thing that runs is the debate. Next month.
There's 19 that would be identifiable. Okay, we
not have,
that's not including that's short term as well. So about 29. So at this point, we have 3 days to go. I'm sure there'll be some interesting. And we are here.
Any questions? Thank you very much, Sean.
Just a quick crystal ball question. I know you probably can't answer this at the point in time, but with with the crystal ball looking forward, with the governor saying, "Hey, corrections and education are off limits. We're going to do the cuts. Find the places to cut." Do you see any places within going forward, especially with newcomers coming in, that they're going to be targeted? Do you think for good cuts? And people are going to fight them. Do you see any, like, and getting bogged down? We'll do that later on. We're going to make them. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Dr. Thompson.
Speaking of the Water Sustainability Fund, the reduction from 11 to 10.56, that represents 4% reduction, which the governor said he wants to reduce by.
That's the proposal at this point. Matter of education.
Well, that's.
Is everybody
prepared? So yeah, that's early in the process, but
it's a proposal.
Just, you know, kind of put it in perspective.
Director Leahy?
Yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the 11 to 10.56 for this fiscal year, they didn't spend all 11 on the sustainability fund, so it's just a matter of, hey, we're not, you know, it's sort of a budget, I won't say trick, because it's a smart move. We aren't just going to roll that over into next year. You didn't spend it, we're bringing that back in, right? So it's not going to affect any project.
Yeah, the $11 million is what the sustainable fund gets. So no, they don't send it back. It does carry on.
What I'm saying is, we just aren't going to carry on.
Pardon?
We just aren't going to carry on that.
Yeah, well, we carry it over, and
what they're saying is you won't, but it shouldn't affect. projects that they approve.
Well, because regardless, because
not right now.
Not right now.
State law said you get $11 million. So in order to change the appropriation amount, it's got to be a state law change, mm-hmm. as opposed to an accounting change.
Budget plan.
Yeah,
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you.
Moving along to agenda item number 9, the public hearing on Zirinsky Water Basin number 2 project. Amanda Grant. John Winkler.
Amanda will come up later and speak. But so we'll open the public hearing at 7:31. Evidence of proof of publication is here in the record. It was published December 30, 2016 in the Omaha World Herald. The explanation of the purpose of the hearing, Brent Meyer, legal counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Winkler. Brent Meyer with the law firm Pushback. This public hearing is being conducted in compliance with press about that 25-54 under the Uniform Speech Requirement Practice Office. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District of Planning District for the Zirinsky Water Quality Basin Project and the reason for the question. Each owner of property required has rights to be represented by the attorney to negotiate that property. Additionally, each owner of property required has the right.
Next agenda item is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald, December 30th, 2016. Exhibit 3 is the proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald, January 5th, 2017. Exhibit 4 is a community-based watershed management plan for Zirinsky Lake, March of 1999. Exhibit 5 is the Zirinsky Water Quality Basins 1 and 2 Alternatives Analysis Report by Olson Associates, July of 2009. Exhibit 6 is a project location map. Exhibit 7 is December 28th, 2016, public hearing notice sent to landowners, certified mail. Exhibit 8 is a list of landowners mailed the public hearing notice. And Exhibit 9 is the certified mail return receipts for the public hearing notice mailed to landowners. Next agenda item is the explanation of the purpose and the scope of the project. Amanda Grant.
This location is supposed to maximize the received water. Drainage area. This very big, but Just demonstrate. For this water quality, these are
Thank you, Amanda. The next agenda item is receive testimony and statements. Is there anyone from the public that would like to testify or make a statement on this project? Would you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Also, we are or like to propose some contribution pedestrian bridge to connect this part of Blue Creek subdivision with this portion of Blue Creek subdivision. Reason five, so like is cross over. That's coming down the road. Future fun. West. This access bridge. Where will turn the area. Last thing that you have here this area, the tension area of communication. I guess it's all over. With that, thing.
Thanks, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to provide testimony or statements on this item? Third and final time, is there anyone else that would like to provide any statements or testimony? Okay, we'll call the hearing closed at 7:45 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Moving on to agenda item 10, subcommittee reports. 10A, Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee. Director Fred Conley.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. The minutes of the January 10th, 2017 Personnel Legislative and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10A1, Affirmative Action Policy for 2017. Recommendation that the amendments to the Papio Missouri River NRD Affirmative Action Policy for 2017 be adopted and incorporated in the district's policy manual.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
Lane.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Red
Conley. Aye.
Hunt.
Yes.
And Shepherd.
Yes.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 10B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 10th, 2017 Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one is the Lower Platte River Vegetation Management Account 0405193-449. The recommendation of the subcommittee is that the account Lower Platte River Vegetation Management contract work be allowed to exceed 110% of the fiscal year 2017 budget amount. On behalf of the committee, I so move.
We once again have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lady.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Reed.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes.
Number two is naming of Dam Site 15A. Subcommittee recommends that the Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District present a resolution to the City of Omaha. The Dam Site 15A be officially named Dr. Susan LaFleche Picot Lake and Recreation Area. In conjunction with the Nebraska State Historical Society, the NRD will provide an appropriate marker recognizing the accomplishments of Dr. Picot. And on behalf of the committee, I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors?
Just a couple things. First of all, fully support it. Fantastic. Excellent individual from the past. You know, my tribe. Really amazing individual. Going forward, as we build our future lakes detention area, I'd like to take control of how we name these lakes. But not only that, I'd like to really put some thought into what we're doing when we name these things. I don't want to get into the thing of naming just for the sake of naming, but actually put something behind them. I really like the fact we're honoring the Omaha tribe, and in this way is great, and continuing it, maybe on some of our other ones. But I don't know the legalities of us naming it vice. I just don't want some development. If it's the Benson Hills Ridge and then suddenly it's Benson Lake, that's what I want to get away from. I want to make sure there's something we can leave, take care of some people that have honored us, this great state in the past, and I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Any other directors?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I won't repeat all that I said on Tuesday, but for the benefit of those who weren't here and those members of the audience, I want to reiterate why I came up with this. So there's a review in the paper, Omaha World Herald, a warrior of the people, about this lady, Susan LaFleche Picot. And I got to reading it and looking at who this lady was and knowing that we were building this new dam site 15A and we got 6 and 7 down in Papillion, all these numbers that we identified. I wanted to get ahead of the city of Omaha, because they do withhold the naming rights as part of our interlocal agreement. So I thought, wow, you know, this lady I've been telling people the first Native American doctor in Nebraska, and I have to stand corrected. She's the first Native American doctor in the United States, right here in Omaha, part of the Omaha tribe. And what she did over her lifetime, short lifetime, I think she lived to be 50 years old. She came back when she got her degree and treated over 1,300 people in an area of 450 square miles. And can you imagine taking a horse or a horse and buggy to treat these folks, both white and Native American, and going through the area. She graduated in 1889 at the top of her class. And again, this is when women couldn't even vote. And here's this woman became a medical doctor. So it was pretty amazing. And she returned home to Nebraska to treat the folks here in the area. It was mentioned Tuesday, there's a couple things already named after her. There's a park on 151st and Locust. I visited that yesterday. It's within a subdivision. Susan Picott is the name on the maroon board that the city of Omaha uses for other parks. There's only one entrance on the west side. I went around the subdivision and backs up. The houses back up to this green space. And there's no access on the east side. You don't even know what it is. There's an elementary school on 144th South Maple. Picott Elementary, Omaha Public Schools named it. I went down 144th, saw this building. It's a single-story structure. What the heck is that? Found through the subdivision sign, you know, Picott Elementary. Okay, but 144th, there's no recognition of what this building is. And I think naming this lake is going to give this lady an honorable and visible way for her accomplishments. I did put in a resolution that we also provide one of those bronze plaques, you know, the city or the state puts up, that would fund that, so it maybe make it easier to make the recreation area there more obviously the story behind why it's called Picott Lake. Wonderful dynamic woman that I think her recognition is overdue. And reading the book, and someone said we should name a lot of streets and everything else after her. Well, this is our way of recommending to the city, and they have not figured out her name yet. I talked to Brooke Minch, and he said, well, we thought about it, nothing's happened. So the timing of this, I think, is important. It won't be done till November. Who am I looking for? Sometime in the fall. So at that time, we have ribbon cutting, and hopefully they will have approved by then. Or even soon, you know, there's a mayoral race coming on. I don't know if this is going to make a difference or not on action they take, but I'm not banking on that. But I do want to prevent as best we can. I think Tim goes with me. Politicians, we get rewarded by our presence here. And, you know, Zirinsky Lake is named after Ed Zirinsky. But I think in this case, being part of the Omaha tribe, this lady deserves the recognition. So I'll stop there unless anyone has any other questions.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Director Leahy. Director
Bradley. It doesn't bother me that there's a school and another park named after him. I mean, that happens all the time with Dodge, Fremont, Willa Cather, et cetera. But I was just wondering, in the past 2 days, has staff heard from the city of Omaha at all about this, like any concern about?
Yeah. No. No, I talked to Brooks, and he will take the recommendation, and council will act accordingly. So.
Mr. Bradley.
Yes, and I don't want to take away from the spirit of this item, but I know a few years back I was proud of bringing a good-sized lake into reality in Dakota County, and I was, you know, as I exited this board then, I was really hoping they would have named that, you know, Blackbird Lake or Chief Black Elk Lake. It ended up being Cramper Lake, but well-deserved and so forth. But I really would hope, you know, but with the spirit of, Director Fowler saying, you know, I can understand that, and in the future if we can collaborate.
Thank you, Director Bradley. Any further comments from Director Teaser?
Director Downcom, is this who she delivered you?
I'm sorry.
Is it true that she delivered you?
I do take offense to the taking exception to Benson. I went to Benson.
Oh, no. Okay. Any further comments from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Thomas.
Aye.
John Thomas.
Yes.
Howler.
Yes.
Woodall.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to agenda item 10C, Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee. Let's see, with this one, we're going to call, bring this into executive session for this. Thank you. We have a motion to enter into executive session.
Second.
And the purpose for entering into executive session?
Discussion.
Thank you. With that, we'll call on the motion to go into executive session.
Thank you.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Hunter.
Hi.
John Hunter.
Yes.
Bowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
There's no Gwynns here. It's Grunwald.
Grunwald.
There you go. And yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Grunwald. Yes. Grunwald. I'm not
session.
Make a motion to go out of executive.
Second.
A motion and a second. Roll call on the motion to go out of executive session.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Thompson.
Hi.
John Thompson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
And Hereford.
Yes. All right, item 10C, Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the January 10, 2017 FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Papio Creek Watershed Structure W3, Camden Family Trust versus Papio Missouri River NRD, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a settlement agreement with the before the Papio Creek Watershed Structure W3 permanent easement with the Camden Family Trust, subject to terms and conditions deemed necessary by the GM and approved to form by legal counsel, and that the legal counsel be authorized to enter into stipulation dismissing the with prejudice the condemnation action currently pending in the District Court of Washington County, Nebraska, and I so move.
Second.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Thompson.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
No.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
No.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Sherford.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving right along to agenda item number 11, the Treasurer's Report. Once again, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of the two resolutions as presented on the green sheets here. I move their approval along with item 11A through 11I, inclusive.
Second.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Sherp.
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 12, legal update. Brent Meyer, no update this evening. I just gave it. Thank you. Agenda item 13, Chairperson's Report. 13A, Appointment of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District Standing Subcommittees. Be it resolved that the Standing Subcommittee appointments as presented by the Chairperson on the Board are hereby approved, and the main changes to note in that are Mark Grunwald and Ted Japp joining the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee, and Larry Bradley joining the Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee. And I so move.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the table.
Mr. Thompson and Mr. Teaser second.
Or did you make the motion?
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good.
I'll second. All right.
Do you have the records reflect that? No, I'm joking. Would anybody from the public wish to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Bradley.
Yes.
Greg Huntley.
Aye.
John Huntley.
Yes.
Bowers.
Yes.
Renwald.
Pass.
Jeff.
Yes.
Lady.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Renwald.
Pass.
Yes.
Oh, said yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Agenda item 13B, appointment of the Papillion Creek Watershed Regional Detention Basin Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee. The Ad Hoc Selection Subcommittee will consist of Rich Teaser as the chairman, Fred Conley, John Conley, Tim Fowler, Jim Thompson, and myself as the alternate. Now moving on to agenda item 14 is the general manager's report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the newly elected representatives and the re-elected representative to the board. Look forward to working with you. This part of the agenda is the general manager's report. A lot of the information is attached, so you can read it. I don't go through it specifically. There's an information education report from December. Personnel miscellaneous items, the district hired Tracy Thompson, who's right there. She's been selected as the district secretary HR assistant. Her first day was the 19th, and we'd like to welcome her to the district and wish her the very best of luck. Also, reports on purchases.
Excuse me. No relation for those who might be curious.
Yeah, no relation.
Nothing personal.
Thanks, Jim, for the clarification. Reports on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal property, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. Is attached. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report is attached for December. The next meeting is scheduled for January 26, 2017. For the new directors, we will have, in fact, for all directors, we will have an orientation on January 26th from 5:30 to 7:30. We'll throw a lot of information at you. You'll be given, obviously, all that information to review. In the meantime, and anytime after that, if you have a question, concerns, you need anything, let me know. When I took this job, I knew it was 24/7, 365. So don't hesitate. Call me in the evening or morning. Send emails. Whatever you need to do to get a hold of me, especially if you have a constituent concern or if you have stuff. A meeting's coming up and you need some information, let us know. Gene will send out more information on the orientation session. We'll have a box lunch or dinner, for those that maybe have to work up until that time and can't have time to eat. So we'll have something there for you. I think the legislative conference is kind of set with who's attending. There'll be a sharp learning curve, but we've got a very capable staff that has a lot of experience. So, like I said, don't hesitate to ask questions or get information. We'll provide it to you as quickly as possible. So that concludes my report.
Thank you, John. Agenda item 15, informational items. The district office will be closed on the 16th for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And the legislative conference, as Director Teaser mentioned earlier, will be on the 24th to 25th. I look forward to seeing fellow directors down there. With that, the next board meeting will be on February 9th at this location. With that, we are adjourned.